Good morning. This is KE2GDQ listening for any call.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Jeff. How are you?
A little tired. I would have liked to have played hooky today, but I just can't.
Yeah, I was, I could do that to myself, but, just doesn't happen. Think about how much trouble it is to make the time and everything.
Yeah, and with my product line, it's a big pain in the ass because it's got to get done. And then if I don't show up, then it inconveniences probably Jason, who's then got to step in and do my work and then do his work and just get
it. Yeah, my thing's the emails. Amazing how many emails I get in one day. It takes you half the morning just to answer them and make up for them. So, yeah, no Travis this morning. I haven't heard Brad in there either. Of course, I'm putting my garbage out right now on my HT.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody. I just turned it on and you were there. But I don't know where everybody is.
KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ.
B-Red, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I can hear you talking, it sounds like, to Travis, but I can't hear Travis at all.
I'm actually talking to Ross. We have not heard Travis this morning.
K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Go ahead.
Apologize, I heard you guys talking about me. I did have to turn the radio down for a second and take care of something else. But yeah, good morning, good morning. I think we're all in here. But not here in Ross there, Brad. I don't think he's in range yet. And I was able to get in there for a second, but I have made it. I've made it to Tuesday.
I do believe Ross was on an HT. I think he was saying he was taking his garbage out.
Yep, I'm just admiring the fresh, cool air. Yeah, well, good morning to you, Travis. Yeah, that's all I got.
But obviously you guys coming in through Echo Link or DB Switch or whatever, and coming through Ross's node, I kick you guys up really well.
That would explain it better. Ross is still home doing his morning chores. That would explain why you're not hearing him direct then. Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay, it all makes sense, even though it's, you know, not normal. Because Ross is coming down the HC this morning. All right, so who's got exciting news this morning?
Don't everybody jump in at once. I don't. It's Tuesday.
I got nothing.
I did put in for some PTO time. I have the next two Mondays off, one scheduled PTO and one holiday day. And then after that, the next two Fridays. So you guys won't hear me on those days. Whatchamacallit. Yeah, so I'm trying to make the best of those days. We'll see how it goes.
Those will be good days to take off. Well, being off on Labor Day, it's hard to believe it's almost Labor Day.
Well, I was just talking to Lynn last night about, because we haven't gone kayaking in the past two weekends. We did do a PODA activation a couple weekends ago, but those I can do as it gets kind of a little crappy out.
kayaking. We tend to do less and less as the fall season approaches. And I don't mind getting out there, but if it's cold, you know, the risk of falling in is kind of sucky. But, yeah, I was telling Lynn last night that, you know, we should probably try to coordinate an outing, maybe at least this week and the weekend next. We don't know what's going to happen. It could stay really warm for a while. It could make a turn for the cold. I don't know. There's a lake called Findlay Lake down in the southern tier, sort of going towards Chautauqua way. That's kind of nice. And we were talking about doing that, so maybe I can throw that out in a group message today for our kayaking peeps and see who's interested.
I think this weekend's supposed to be pretty decent. A little bit cooler as we approach September, but yeah, this weekend might be a good weekend to get out and do some kayaking.
I think I mentioned last weekend that Lynn and I, we were bringing down some of the fall decorations out of the rafters in the garage, and yeah, Lynn had been, you know, decorating, if you will, changing over the decor, so it definitely looks fallish. I mean, if you walk into our apartment, there's, you know, the multicolored leaves with interwoven LED lights on timers. There's, you know, the LED pumpkins and little spooky things for Halloween, projecting lights on the ceiling, all kinds of stickies on the mirrors. There's definitely been a change over this past week, though. Fall's my favorite season. I'm not ready for it yet. I'd still like some summer.
Yeah, fall is one of my more favorite seasons. But I am like you. I prefer summer. Hopefully it'll last a little bit longer.
I think that's what it comes down to, is just make the best of the season that you're in. And I think I can do that for the most part. I don't complain about winter too much. And everything else I think I'm okay with. So, all right. Let's see. I haven't heard from Jeff in a minute or two. I'll turn it over to you.
Sorry, I forgot my coffee at home, so I actually had to stop and get one. So I've been in a City Hose drive-thru for a bit. Not much really going on other than it's Tuesday. And Brad, I do have something for you from John, who you bought your radio from.
Thanks, Jeff. I think I know what that is. I will be at the club tonight. I should be there about 4 o'clock.
Sorry, I was just maneuvering through a traffic circle. It's kind of hard to do one-handed.
No, I can understand that. Well, there's probably not much traffic going through it at this time of the morning, because sometimes when I go through those traffic circles, people don't know how to go through them properly.
People in Lancaster are starting to learn. I haven't seen anybody go through on the left side in a while.
Say what?
I've seen a lot of silliness through this this circle here, this roundabout in the village of Lancaster. I have seen somebody go around it the wrong way. I have seen multiple people just bounce right over that, you know, that elevated portion in the middle. I could see if it's snowing, but I've seen it, you know, on a clear day like today. It just straight on ahead, just launch their car and bounce it through the middle. I see so many people coming up there and just coming to a complete stop and wait for, like, the whole circle to go quiet and then pull into it. Actually, I could probably see Lynn's sister doing that. In fact, she might even turn around and find a different way around the roundabout. She's got this thing against them for some reason. I don't know why. I think they're supposed to be safer, but yeah, I've seen a lot of silly stuff. Or you get this thing where, and maybe this is what I'm seeing more the most of lately, is once somebody pulls into the roundabout, you'll get a stream of cars behind them that forget about yield and will just continue pulling in. Even if you're in the circle, you almost have to come to a stop because the cross traffic is not stopping. Maybe they're used to just going straight through, or, you know, doing their quick little dip and through, forgetting that people might want to actually go further around in the roundabout and they don't give the right of way.
It just comes down to people are just nuts.
Forget that there's a yield sign there and they just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And, yeah, makes it very difficult for other intersections to enter the roundabout.
That's one of the things I do remember from the last driving course that I took. I always do the insurance reduction courses, and, you know, there was a difference between, you know, taking the right of way, or giving it. You've been given the right of way. It may seem like, you know, oh, this is exactly, you know, I'm following the rules, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but it's not worth getting into an accident over and then arguing that point. Just wait if you can, or, you know, make eye contact, get that acknowledgement from the other person that they are also in agreement that you have the right of way. So, but I have arrived, and it's 6:46. Looks like Jeff is here as well, so I'm going to say 73. Another short one, and but we are here. This is KC2DCB.
73's KC2NBN clear.
73's to you both. This is KE2GDQ, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. KC2PET, are you out there?
Well, I'll say 73's to both Travis and Jeff, and good morning, Brad. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I can hear you, Ross, just barely. You're a little far out yet.
Oh, I should be, I should be knocking down your door, but okay. Let me wait a few minutes.
Your last transmission was good. Your last transmission was all quiet.
Well, that was kind of weird. I drove probably 100 feet and got better. Oh, whatever. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Ross. Well, I guess that's the interesting thing about ham radio, right?
Yes, it is. Do you ever get that coax open going? No, I'm interested and eager to hear if that makes that big of a difference in your signal quality. And if not, obviously, I know you got other things going on. I'm just curious if you ever got connectors on the ends of that new coax you got.
Yeah, I haven't done anything with it yet. I was thinking about that earlier, that it's something I've really got to get done. I've got to decide if I'm going to rerun the cable from the antenna that I've got into the shack or not, and I haven't decided. If I do that, I'm going to need to make a bigger opening in the hole in the house, and that's another project within itself.
Yeah, isn't that something? You got to decide what you want to do. I did that for my tower. Like, where do I want to put it? How high do I want to make it? You know, all that good stuff. Being on the shed, was not really too worried about making holes in it. And obviously, and then obviously I have lightning and run the control lines for the radio from the node to the radio. You know, it's amazing and all the preparation you kind of do and all the figuring for just to run some wire.
Yeah, agreed. There's, you know, this little project that's involved before you do this, and then you got to do this little project before you do that. Yeah, and just making sure you've got everything all set to go before you dive in, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know how your siding or around your house is. It's probably the same as mine. Yeah, the only way to really, I'm trying to think of, I'm sure you're going for the clean option and not see the wire at all. I know there is, you can run some PVC through the house if you, you know. I don't know how well that goes through, probably half inch PVC. I guess you could try going smaller. I don't know if it'll make the bend, but, that's the other thing, too. That coax is going to be stiffer. You got more of a challenge probably get that through your house. Final mold truck. I wonder if you're better off putting a box somewhere out there and terminate with a connector. I know you think about lightning arrest there. Probably a good spot for one, too, is out there. You can run your ground wires down there, and, you know. You know, it's all